Consider all the things, all things considered, considers.
Like what?
Can anyone under 30 love?
People under 30 are capable of a certain kind of enthusiasm, but it seems to me you have to be older and sadder in order to love.
Being an evolutionist must be, in a funny way, an endangered species.
I guess each major science has contributed at least one great concept to our view.
Are we only going to get now information that OPEC wants us to hear?
There's a real doubt. For example, I read an Indian dispatch this week from the Times of India.
Boy, are you getting fancy with all these descriptions for what is a hilariously funny book? I don't know that you have to make that many excuses for it.
What we tried to do in the book is make people go laughing through the apocalypse. You know?
All this and more on All Things Considered from National Public Radio. Consider all the things, all things considered, considers.
Like what?
Why would you keep everybody in school until 25?
Because there won't be anywhere else for them to go, first of all. Secondly, I believe...
Where did she write the poetry, and how did she go about the writing of it?
Well, she wrote almost all her poetry in her upstairs room in her bedroom. And the absolutely astonishing thing
is... Does the war against Iraq seem to be the reason why this is happening now?
Well, of course, that's very difficult. Officially, at least.
Was your marriage arranged?
Sure.
Tell me about that.
Well, my Uncle Irving, he introduced me. He said, why don't you go out? I went out. We went out about a year and we got happily married. I'm still married.
How long have you been married?
Long time.
All this and more on All Things Considered from National Public Radio. Consider all the things, all things considered, considers.
Like what?
Now, who is this Popeye that you've created?
A totally moral man in a world full of thieves and weaklings and cynics. Popeye so moral that at times he's
so
righteous.
What did it cost to elect a new Senate and a new House this year?
In 1980, for the first time, it cost more to elect a Congress than it did to elect a president.
Oh, really? So we spend about a dollar each.
Does that remind you, as you look back across Polish history, of other events?
History does repeat itself, or obviously each time. It's
what is Erfobik?
It's the life of Riley. It's what French call joie de vivre. Eddie Cantor called whoopee.
In other words, doing nothing.
Eating, sleeping.
That doesn't sound very hard to do.
All this and more on All Things Considered from National Public Radio. Consider all the things, all things considered, considers.
Like what?
Is that a pigeon?
It could be. It could be a bat if you put a little... Or it could be a helicopter in the back of a...
What does the prime rate mean? Is it just a signpost that's standing there?
Yeah, well, it's a signpost. It's a posted speed limit. Let's say a weaker business.
Are there any sort of secrets, any tricks that Ronald Reagan and his administration might be able to come up with to solve this unemployment problem?
I think that a lower minimum wage for teenagers will help a little bit. For teenagers, it'll hurt adults.
What's the bad news?
There is none.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All this and more on All Things Considered from National Public Radio. Consider all the things, all things considered, considers.
Like what?
Juliet and her nurse were never in Venice.
Where were they?
Well, they were in Verona.
Uh-huh.
And Venice is never even mentioned in...
But what else can be done for these millions of teenagers who aren't employed?
Well, one idea, which is hardly original, is simply to move the economy closer to full employment.
Do you think there's any way that public schools can ever compete with that?
Well, if you address the problem of discipline, in our school board, we're constantly struggling with the fact that every time a teacher wants to try to be firm with
a student.
What
is this obsession you have with stiffs?
When I was going around talking about the meaning of life, you really do have to get into to death.
All this and more on All Things Considered from National Public Radio.